All right. Okay. Welcome back to the Improvised Podcast.
Hi, guys.
It has been a literal year since we last recorded one.
Look at how long his hair is. Paul, you look like Jesus. I love it.
Jesus, this is the COVID hairstyle. I got a haircut back in February of 2020, and then I have not gotten one since. So this is the COVID-19 hairstyle.
It's just a nice little slick back.
Yeah, when I saw him, I was like, damn, he came back from the 80s.
I know. I'm surprised you guys actually recognized me.
Dude, I'm looking for like...
If we
20
see
years
if we see a big boy coming at like at us over here, and we were expecting you, I'm pretty sure it was you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't have to worry about touching buttons. It does. Lily, you can click any button and it won't tamper with anything.
Okay, good, because I was like really afraid. Like,
Lily, you have to do what you did to start recording to stop it. So, Lily, if he accidentally clicks a button, nothing happens.
Oh, okay. I see how this is. You're just going to assume that I'm going to do something wrong. All right.
No, I was telling him because I was looking at him because, like, I see him fumbling with his hands.
Yeah, because I'm, like, making sure I'm not pressing it or, like, putting something on it. But, yeah, we got new microphones, if you haven't noticed, guys, because there's no one mic this time. You can hear us individually, hopefully. Hopefully this is working properly.
Otherwise, it's just through the
phone. Oh, my God, that's going to be terrible.
I have the natural sound suppressor.
Yeah, he has a real dead cat.
Yeah,
that's the term for it.
He's got his for people who don't know that terminology, that's the little furry thing that goes on top of a microphone.
People call it a hamster, but the actual term is a dead cat, which sounds horrible when you're texting someone, oh, we need some dead cats for the mics.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, what's today? Or right, what's
episode? Oh yeah, today is April 7th of 2021.
Yes. 2020 did not exist.
Yeah, that never happened.
We only had two podcasts, or two or three. I think. I know two.
Yeah, definitely two.
Yeah.
With Elliot.
The last one was with Elliot.
Yeah.
And the one before was with him and Elliot.
Oh, yeah.
That was
the one where he was like, gone.
You were like, hi.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, you're good, man. That was funny.
No,
was
Elliot
great.
Was gone the last time.
Yeah.
He was like, he smoked alien glue. That's what it was called.
You know how our drug friends are. It's so weird that, like, him, well, I was, like, the most sober. He was, like, okay.
I was still me. I act like how I am. Like,
but, like, you were gone. Elliot was gone.
I was, like, laughing hysterical because, like, I was, like, Paul, you good? Because he was, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, does he know we're here? Like, his eyes were red.
Yeah, yeah. I brought the Capriccio, right?
That's what it was.
Yeah. So
that was when you made that Chef Mike meal that you never ate.
I know. I was actually kind of upset because I actually did, like, I did taste it and I did like it, but my stomach was not having
it. Bone
up the salt.
Bone up the salt. Yeah, it was really.
Do you see the seasoning?
I was upset.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I still ate it.
I like how he was like, I don't see any seasoning in there.
Yeah.
And he's like, I was like, there's nothing in there. He's like, oh, okay.
Fucking Elliot, oh my god. That was a great video.
There are more seasonings than salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Very true.
That hurts the soul.
I don't know when the next Chef Mike's going to be, because...
Maybe in the summer.
Yeah.
Probably. You know, COVID.
I could teach you how to make proper chicken cutlets.
I would really appreciate that, because... I sometimes, like, want to try good, like, try my best and do, like, a very good meal, but then, like, I get ahead of myself and then just, like, goof around.
Like,
and then...
I can coach you in making chicken cutlets very well.
Okay. I'm down for that.
I call you sometimes, you're like, I did good.
I do good?
I do good.
I look at you, I'm like, I do good.
I do good. I remember the first episode, I'm like, how did you fuck up a burger?
Listen.
Like, it was so overseasoned, my jaw had, like, a weird pain from it. It was like...
Hey, I know my flavor. Maybe I'm just a salty man. I don't know how to fucking...
Wait, it wasn't you who salted it, though. It was Elliot, right?
He said, like, oh, there's nothing much in there. You could just dump it, and that's what he did.
I put him through, like, the trials of other past Chef Mikes, where, like, I would over-season stuff still.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not really good at salt seasoning stuff. As
I
you can tell.
He ruined a really nice, fine piece of salmon. It was, like, tough.
Hey, man.
Do you have
What's that?
I don't know what it's called. It's from Goya. It's like a certain seasoning sauce. It's like
adobo.
It's like an orangey reddish kind of like
adobo.
Yeah, probably
it's,
that.
I have that.
And it's in like the long thin bottle, and it's got the weird little looking cap.
Oh wait, long cooking cap.
No, long thin like looking cap. Not cooking, looking.
Looking. Oh, okay, looking.
Yeah. I think he was
English
thinking
is my first language.
I know. I'm just trying to think because everybody and a lot of people use adobo, which is like.
I don't think it's called adobo. I think it's just like some seasoning sauce.
Oh, seasoning sauce. It's a sauce. Oh, okay.
It's not a powder. Sauce.
Yeah. So.
You don't really use sauce.
Yeah, I only use like powders.
Recently, when I was making my chicken cutlets, I would add like an extremely.
Those birds came real close. Yeah. That's why
they're like a nest. We found a nest.
Yeah. They saw your hair. They're like, hold up.
Nah. But like recently, I've been adding like a little bit of just like a super tiny bit for like a lot of chicken. So to,
super tiny little wait no, what, no, no. How'd you so, say it?
A super tiny
so
little
a very
bit of
small
stuff.
Amount for the batter, and when I would like coat the chicken with it.
Okay.
So that's how seasonings go. Well, that's how some seasonings go for your perspective.
Yeah. See.
Sometimes you just need to add like a little bit, and it goes a very long way.
Yeah, I know. It's just like. What happened was when I seasoned the salmon, I didn't have to add salt because it was already.
Oh no, that's a bad choice.
Move. Yeah, that's what I.
Also,
that's
he cooked it to where it was tough. Like yeah, the way I like it cooked, it's like you bite into it, it's like all juicy.
Yeah,
I like my food well done, but I also don't like fish. So.
Oh, you don't like fish? Oh.
It's unfortunate because I feel like if I liked fish, I'd have a great time. But I just
fish
don't.
Is good. Yeah, you're missing out, man.
I am, and it's.
It's okay, man. It's called preference.
Yeah.
It happens. But,
Hold on. Copyright. One sec.
If they ever cover for just like, but, that's just like.
Yeah, no, that won't happen.
Well, in the future, might be like copyright.
Yeah, watch
police.
Out for the DMCA.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Like, legit. But, like, I want to get a new intro for the podcast. Like, I think it's time to film a new intro. But not until we have a drone, because I have some ideas.
Yeah.
Also, this is episode 1 of season 3, for obvious reasons.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, what episode is this going to be?
This is season 3, episode 1. Last season, we only had, like,
4?
7.
Five? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we had that
season before, we had, like...
12?
Yeah, like, yeah.
A lot, yeah.
We're going to try to do each week, but we have opposite schedules. I literally gave my shift away today.
Try your best to just only have Wednesdays off. Because that's when I usually have my days off, too.
Okay.
That's then, usually when you call out.
No. I call out usually on Tuesday, Friday,
Tuesday,
I mean Saturday,
Tuesday.
Or Thursdays. You know, it varies.
Well, I close with you tomorrow, though.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I'm Destiny tomorrow.
Oh.
So, I don't know who was the other guy, because usually.
Like I said, we should also like look into some kind of like streaming schedule.
See, scheduling with FWE has never been...
I know. We're not top-notch on that. We're pretty...
Just even if it's, like, once a week.
That's even hard for
this
guy.
We're still a little... Paul's like, all right, buddy.
No, because I have terrible Wi-Fi because I live in a shitty town.
My 5G is better than my current Wi-Fi.
But,
I just don't want to promise something that I feel like I'm not going to be able to deliver on. So that's why I don't want to like say yes.
But that should be an encouragement to not break that promise that you always
what
do.
What if I came to your house every week on Wednesday at the same time?
And you're going to threaten breaking my kneecaps. You're like, you better get on that.
I don't need to threaten you. I could just sit on your couch and be there.
You're like, hey, man. Let's
the
do
ominous
this.
Presence of me sitting behind.
And I'm just like.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We moved your couch upstairs. No, wait. We moved your couch around.
What couch? The orange couch?
Yeah, the one you tossed out.
The one I tossed out?
No. I was talking about the one upstairs.
Yeah, that's the orange couch.
That's the orange one?
Yeah, one that Elliot broke.
Are you colorblind?
Oh, wait.
Elliot broke
for
it.
Some reason, I was thinking it was a different
color. Elliot just like...
It's been too
boom,
long.
And broke it.
Yeah. Oh,
damn. Well, I mean, both of you were sitting on it.
But I think...
Granted.
Like, also, I don't think they're expecting a bunch of guys weighing over 230 plus pounds
we're
to
pretty
be.
Big boys.
Don't judge people.
You're fine, Paul. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything.
In December...
I meant like with the big guy weighing over 230 pounds.
Hey, man, I'm the heaviest out of all of us, okay? It's okay.
How much do you weigh?
Like 255.
December, my doctor's appointment, I was without shoes and a jacket, I was 251.
Nice.
Okay.
And now...
315. Spacey's like, whoa.
He's like, all right, you are a big man.
But as long as you're, like, healthy.
Yeah, you just see what we ate today. Actually, no, I actually am, weirdly enough. I'm just in the category of obese. Which, it sounds terrible, but like...
No, you'll always be in the category of...
Yeah, exactly.
Because of like how weight. BMI is.
Like, yeah. Like, let's say like...
You have to become lanky.
If you don't want to be...
Yeah, like, let's say him and I just kept working out like crazy, and we were like... We looked chiseled and fit, which I don't think we'd ever want to get to that point, because that's...
Yeah, that's death. Too much.
But
yeah.
Like, we would still be the obesity, like, weight.
Yeah.
The muscle.
I went to the doctor's like a month ago, and I got my vitals and all that shit checked out, and it said came up perfectly fine. And yeah, so I guess I'm classified as healthy, but at the same time not. I don't know.
I had to go to like the hospital to get like certain blood work done.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I have a vitamin D deficiency.
Oh.
And so I know like I take vitamins now.
Oh, I mean that's good. That ain't bad.
Yeah, but it's just like, oh, there might be something wrong with me. And it's like
you're not
oh,
going.
Now
out.
We have to go to the hospital. It's just like, oh, this is not something good.
Hey, I almost thought I had skin cancer.
It's like, oh, don't worry, we just have to rule out bone cancer. And I'm like, please don't.
Oh, Jesus. But that's because you get vitamin D a lot from
the just sun
being out. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been staying inside for the past couple years.
Me too.
I at least go out. When I saw him for the first time after like being inside a lot, I'm like, damn, bro, you're pale.
Yeah, I know.
And then he was like, dude, you're more tanner than me, and I'm not even white.
This summer will be different because I feel like we'll be actually hanging out a lot more out. Plus. Because this is built now, and it's last year was still in its works.
Oh, do you know we're building a gym?
Yeah. I knew of that.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
I don't really know the logistics of it, like where you're going to put the equipment. Oh, right into the yard?
Yeah. No, we're building like an actual like...
Building.
Not us building it, literally, but like we're going to
have... Yeah, because we don't want an inspector to be like, yeah, it's not the code. Tear it down.
We're going to have like a, let's say like a big upgraded shed.
Yeah, it's a massive shed. Like,
yeah.
Like, imagine a truck trailer. It's like that.
Yeah. I mean, we already have at least $1,000 on it.
Yeah.
So that's going towards it for, like, materials and...
How much do you think it's going
to
cost?
I'm going to bet $1,500 just the building to be built with electricity and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, just the building and having all the implement.
I'm betting that. And then after it's built, then we add in everything. Because we have a bit of equipment. Like, this is what I did. Because I know his mentality is like... it's whatever. We won't have to do it. So I've been buying gym equipment to like encourage him.
Oh yeah, no, of course. I use sometimes the gym equipment.
Like it was like it was like pretty much like yeah, we've invested so much into it, we have to do it. That's like how I messed with his mind, really, not be like.
And I'm and I keep telling him stop buying shit because I got no space for that. Because he's just throwing it in my place.
It's so that's a constant nuisance.
Yeah,
and it won't change unless you do something
okay,
about
Paul,
it.
Okay,
Paul,
shut up.
Yeah, no,
I like this guy.
Just like me sitting behind you, just like every time on Wednesday at the same time.
Literally.
Just like, I'll be right here. Start it up.
We bought a 15-foot rope first, or like something like that.
Yeah, it was 18. It was like a weird, like odd number.
Yeah, and then I got a 30-foot one because so like for let's say it's 20, it's 10 feet on each side when you're doing the.
Oh yeah.
But then the other one, it's 15 feet on each side.
Yeah, it's 30 feet.
So it's better.
It's still down here, but.
And then I was like, hey, there's a punching bag here, at work, and it's 80 pounds.
It's a good weight. And it feels nice too. Like I started like punching it. I'm like,
nice. I was like, it feels nice. Like I was like,
soft punching bag. You use it as like a pillow.
Yeah, I was gonna say I cuddle with it.
Wait, so there's two pairs of boxing gloves at your house.
Yeah,
I have another two.
Yeah.
So we have four pairs of
only one pair fits me though. The red ones that you got or that I got. I don't remember.
The thing is, like,
there's a big issue. I got big hands.
Yeah, your hands will probably fit the boxing gloves that I have.
But like, look at the wingspan of like between my pinky and thumb. It's 180 degrees.
I could do that too. I mean, kind of. I don't know.
Well, you have a hitchhiker's thumb.
Yeah.
My thumb just bends backwards abnormally.
Looks broken.
Have you seen that weird like guy who can like stretch it?
Yeah. Like stretch his thumb.
Like, it's like, yeah. And like, I'm like, why?
It's like, damn.
My pinky like does that too.
Your pinky does that?
Fucking, why does it look like it's 24 frames a second? Your pinky's like moving back and forth so fast. what's it called? But we can find boxing gloves like that. Well, like,
the thing is, like, let's say you're in a fight and it's required to have like 10 ounce gloves. They make custom gloves for people your size.
Oh,
like,
yeah, of course. But
it's not the ounces, it's the manufacturer. You have to get custom ones.
Like, but I've noticed.
My personal favorite ones, I got these Reebok ones that are like nice, and they're like, I think they're like the 14 ounce ones though.
Yeah, I've noticed that like the bigger ones fit me better, obviously, because like,
well, it says it gets standard for whoever's using it. Yeah. Like, it's one size fits
but
all.
I'm sure the red ones that I have would fit you, but we try to like get like as much as we can so that we like each person has their own individual gloves, so like we're not like sharing each other's like sweat and nastiness, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I don't know how to clean those.
There's like pocket, like there's like things that you can put inside of them and it absorbs the sweat, and then you have to like clean it out.
That's still not really efficient.
I know. Hold on, I'm getting a fucking foot cramp. Jesus Christ.
I thought it looked like you were about to take a shit. I was like,
yeah, 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 I'm over here.
Hold on,
guys.
I'm good. But yeah, no, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, what were we going
to say? You might lose your.
Oh, no, I was going to go way off topic.
Oh.
Okay.
I was going to as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what were we going to go for?
Oh, my taxes.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's a quick one. All right.
Well, it's funny enough, I say taxes because we had the subject last year. Like, what was I going to do with my taxes?
Oh, yeah.
Never happened, by the way.
I actually don't remember what you did or what.
Originally it was like the cinema camera, the different mics for the podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Or the, I don't know what the other one was, but either way. So I have a big tax return this year, and I am getting the latest MacBook Pro 13 inch or 14 inch, depending on what comes out in April.
Nice.
Cause, we need something to actually be a powerhouse, at least that's portable. Cause he currently has the MacBook Air from 2017?
It pains 18? Me. At my workplace last year during the internship, MacBooks were notoriously, like, they're good machines. I'm not going to discredit them for being,
have
like,
you seen the Mac
absolutely
Pro, Mac
solid
that
machines.
That thing's like a
like,
death machine.
Because, like, we would get orders for, like, brand spanking new MacBook Pros, and it was just these like massive, really nice laptops, but holy fuck, the price!
Yeah,
I've seen the $50,000 Mac Pro
for the amount of specs you're getting with the MacBook. It's something like three times as much money you're gonna spend.
Jesus!
Specs that you can spend around like 800 to 1,000.
Yeah.
And if you really shop around, you can go lower than that.
Right.
You're going to pay upwards of 2,800 or 3,000 for MacBook Pro. Actually, I had a project that I worked on in which we weren't spending any money for this, but it was basically create a budget of building a laptop with a specific goal,
mm-hmm.
or building a computer with a specific goal. You have to shop around, you have to find parts, you have to get all the links and show all the details, and you have to get specific parts that match with one another for like this build.
Right.
And so I did three separate builds, and it was all on which can run The Witcher 3.
Oh,
one
okay.
being absolute bare bones, okay. like bare minimum requirements. Like, how cheap can I get it? And
yeah.
I really pushed. Two being recommended settings. Like, this is like a mid kind of setup. And then one being super high settings.
Mm.
And for absolute bare minimum things, and I had to do extra research because it's like it required like a specific like DVI-D cable for your graphics card. I managed to get it down to less than $350.
Shit.
For nice. A PC build. Nice. That would run The Witcher 3.
Jesus.
I have it on my Switch.
So with enough research, you could with a specific goal, you can go real cheap. But no, MacBook Pros, those are pretty damn solid laptops. It's just they're so expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
In one line of code, I could wipe a MacBook. By the way.
Wow, that's not scary at all.
Let me show. Okay, what's your opinion on the specs of this thing? Now, this is not meant for a consumer like you and me. It's for ridiculous professionals.
Holy shit, 28 core? Okay, what?
Yeah, he's our IT guy, so.
He's Mr. Tech.
Yeah. He's going to fix my computer, hopefully.
1.5 terabytes of RAM? What? Oh my gosh, 64 gigs of like GDDR.
See, there's a lot of words you're saying that I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, no, this thing is insane.
Like I said, it's not meant for someone like me.
I just looked at the price. So 64 gigs of graphics RAM is insane. I only have 2 gigs of graphics RAM on my laptop.
Okay,
and I gotcha.
Like I said, this is not meant for someone like you or me. It's like really for like top.
I think two gigs of DDR4 graphics RAM is common now.
Okay.
But 64?
4 gigs is you can do a lot of shit with it.
But 64?
But 64 is insane.
I think mine is 4.8 gigs.
Wait, you might be confusing like
maybe I am.
RAM and graphics.
Are. You probably are.
That's like, what I'm.
See, for the graphics card, it's I'm probably saying this so shittily because I haven't like it's been a year since I've been like out of everything because of COVID. I haven't done my research in so long.
I mean, just look at this.
It looks so bad.
Came the
words
the
coming out of my mouth. Terrible. So misinformed. So terrible.
You're fine, man.
That's okay. Can't even speak.
Hey, man. Words, I mean, you know a little
English,
bit more than I do.
English
you know
is my.
English is my first language. Yeah, we know that.
Don't question me. English is my first language.
It's unfortunate, really. But no, typically with the graphics cards, it's a lot more expensive. But
yeah,
so you're usually getting upwards of 2 gigs for like a mid cost.
Well, the thing about the Mac Pro is like Apple made that for like it's not like the iPhone where it gets updated every year. That's like to be used for like years and then. Like 5 years later or less, they'll make a new one that's even way better than that one, which is already overkill.
That's what I kind of don't like about Apple. Is that like they make you buy their next product when you don't, when you shouldn't really need one? Kind of.
Well, when it comes to phones, you use that more than a computer.
Yeah, that's that.
But then,
makes
like,
sense.
Either way, you can't.
You can say a lot about that because I feel like after a certain point, the system starts requiring, like, it keeps getting more and more updated.
Yeah, like,
and
the
it starts
apps you
want to
use are just, like, killing your phone.
And so I know of, like, older phones, and especially with Androids. Androids are super bad with this.
Really?
But it's, just, like, yeah.
I thought everyone's like, they're superior. Which I don't really care what you have. But
between Androids and iPhones, I think they have their both share of disadvantages.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Don't look at me and be like, oh, this person's an enlightened centrist. Stop. Don't look at me like that. But, I see it with, like, Android more, though, where it's just like, oh, your phone is, like, 4 or 5 years old, but, you know, now, like, you can't run certain things. Like, my mom's old phone can't even run Pokemon Go.
Oh.
It's
Why
that bad.
Why would she
bad.
Be playing Pokemon
no,
Go?
No, because she got rid of it. Like, she had her phone, like, extra, and she didn't, like, trade it in or anything. I'm just like, I'll use this as, like, a secondary phone.
Yeah.
And then, like...
Of course you download Pokemon Go.
I couldn't download Pokemon Go because... Yeah. It just couldn't run it.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, like
I got you.
Like certain things required like
more
power. Of whatever. I don't know the specifics in
it
the
happens
phones,
a lot because like remember PS Touch I had in high school?
Oh yeah, the Photoshop
Legit,
Touch.
You
yeah.
can't like download it unless if I have like iOS 10 or something.
It was 12, I think.
So like legit, like the iPhone 7, the one I had, like that came out when we were in high school.
My iPad is a few years older than my mom's
it's
old
like
phone.
A year and a half.
and my iPad could still sort of kind of run Pokemon Go, but it was really bad.
Why do you play it on your iPad? You're supposed to walk around. Like, you're not going to be walking around.
In your
like,
house.
You're just going to be like...
I just load up on
Alts. Oh, look, alts. I found a Bulbasaur.
No, I just load up on Alts. Just like, I want to click on stuff. Let me have my fun.
Like, do you want iPad Pro so you just like, oh, look, it's massive. I found it.
Paul's just trying to have some fun, man.
Like, yeah. I've seen this guy, like, when Pokemon Go was, like, really, like, the shit.
It was really fun, though, like, back in the day.
In the middle of the night, in the middle of Winthrop, in that, like, gazebo park area.
It was so beautiful.
Him and his friends were all, like...
You know, I had the cops called on me before for Pokemon Go, right?
Oh, my God.
Like, I was like, Paul, you're like, oh, I'm playing Pokemon... I gotta go.
By the way, this is how white my town is. I was in a public park.
Don't judge everyone in the town. Like, I was in a
public park. There's a good amount of traffic that goes by, and it's not like we're secluded or anything. We're just chilling in the park, and it's a tiny park too. And we're just like on a bench, like me and some other people. And we were just playing Pokemon Go. There was probably, like, what, upwards of 8? You guys weren't there. Why am I asking you?
I don't know.
probably, like, upwards of 8, maybe you 9 or 10 people. And we're just chilling, playing Pokemon Go. We're not doing anything crazy. Nothing bad's happening. And an officer just rolls up on us and says, and he's like, we have reports saying, like, people are smoking weed over here. It's like, yeah, what's going on? And... one of the people who I know from our local community for Pokemon Go is just like, no, that's just not the case. So he's like, he shows him his phone, and then everybody else just turns
it's
their
like
phone
a grass
over.
Pokemon shows up and it looks like a thing of weed. It's like, oh, it's this like, is where you find it.
Oh, it's the other kind of loser.
Literally, it's like sometimes I don't want to like show what I'm doing, and I'm just like, I'm just having fun. That's
you just want to slink back. It's just like, don't judge me.
It's like, you know what? I am doing weed. Just fucking arrest me. I don't
want you to judge me. You're too embarrassed to say that you're playing Pokemon.
Yeah, just arrest me. Like, I'm innocent, but just arrest me, man.
Hey, man.
I remember, like, him and Brian were in Boston, and they're in, like, this park area. They were smoking weed, and then, like, Brian was putting the jar back in his bag, and then I was just like, hello, officer.
I looked at him, I'm like,
he just like, his face was like,
no, I was just like, where? But
also they were like he said he was being himself, but like they're in the park playing, he was like, yo, this shit's great. Okay,
it was actually really fun. Like, if I were to go back today right now, I'd still act like
it was like the claw, you know, at the park they had like the sand and they had the like the claw and you could sit on it and like
you can control
around.
The claw.
He was like, yo!
Wait, where is this? Crazy.
In Boston.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
That's what I'm saying. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, but you two were high. And like,
but it was fun. I would have still
damn,
played
you're
like
really
that.
Criticizing their great time.
Yeah, I would have fucking pushed over a little kid to fucking play with that shit. I would have been like, move, you don't know how to use that. I'd be like, beep boop
bop. Why is that always beep boop bop?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
So, what games have you been playing?
Not much.
Smite on the PlayStation 5.
I heard about that.
It got... it's just really fun now. Because, like, in the beginning, I just didn't know, and nor did I want to, like, read. Because it was a lot of reading to, like, know certain abilities and stuff like that for the gods and whatever. But then Keith and I played a lot. And I've been playing a lot more Rocket League because of the new season that just came out today.
Where's my invite?
I'm sorry.
You gotta invite me.
I know. I should because I'm the only one that plays it. Nobody else wants to play it.
I play. I was playing it yesterday.
I play Brawlhalla too.
I haven't played that in a while.
It's fun. There's a lot of cool skins. Still some Overwatch. Destiny 2 again.
Huh? Overrated.
Overrated.
Most highly animated thing in the adult online world.
What?
Yeah, how that's like overly animated and... in the online adult world.
Hentai?
Is that because... it's like animated.
Animated porn? I don't know. Cartoon porn?
Rule 35? I don't know.
Rule 34.
34.
Wait, I shouldn't have corrected
you. Why do you know this? Hey, Paul, how do you know
it's
that?
It's 34. English is my first language.
I shouldn't correct you.
Yeah, I know. He's like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what number you're talking about. But what's it called? I've been playing Minecraft Dungeons. That's pretty fun.
We actually did play Minecraft.
The snapshot. Did it come out? I haven't been looking at it.
What, the regular Minecraft?
No, the snapshot. Like, the basically what? Is the snapshot like what they have for, like, as in the beta version?
Yeah. But that's regular Minecraft though. I'm talking about Minecraft Dungeons. It's like a whole separate game.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I know Mountains is what update. I'm thinking of. Yeah, that's like a new update, I think, coming in June?
Yeah, in summer. That's what's in June.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, fucking, speaking of Minecraft, it took us how long to find the Nether Fortress?
Like 2 hours.
So
So
it was fun. We were like having a fun time, and they were like, I made a portal, and I was like, let's look for the, because we were trying to find the end portal.
Yeah, because we need blaze rods and whatever. Yeah, so.
We're looking for the fortress. And I remember it wasn't that hard when I used to play Minecraft, and that was like a year ago. For some reason it's stupid hard to find. We literally like how many like negative 1800?
Yeah, we went pretty far.
You know the XYZ coordinates?
Negative
1800.
He dies and he's like, okay, let me go get some stuff so I can build to you back.
Yeah, because I was like, nah, like the amount of like effort trying to find it, and it's like a maze. There's no way we're gonna find a way back, even though we know the coordinates. But it's like, and then he started making the ice blocks to make it faster.
Yeah. Why does this keep restarting the amount of minutes?
Oh, it does that just in case like corruption.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's a setting I put on.
Oh, okay, thank goodness.
Oh, so I was so scared. It just records.
So let's say like. Saves, I don't know, let's say
it records like
every 15 minutes, I think.
Yeah, every 15 minutes. That's what I was noticing. I was like, this is scary. I'm like, did I press something and I didn't notice?
No, it literally it's just like
I'm
like,
having a weird feeling of deja vu.
Yeah, I'm like, did we just start 2 minutes ago? I was like, there's no way. Oh my god,
that's why
it's
clipped on, you asshole.
This is a thriller
this
right
is
now.
Mine, I know.
But put it back in your pocket.
I hold it like my baby.
Yeah, I put that on because, like, let's say, like, unfortunately something happens to it, like water damage or anything, at least like the whole file isn't corrupted.
That's smart. Okay,
so I think over Christmas or something like that, whenever there was a sale going on for Steam, it was like sometime before Christmas, and I got Code Vein, which is basically anime Dark Souls, and I ripped through it.
Nice.
I beat the game so quickly and then it was just done.
At least you enjoyed it. Pokemon in like 24 hours. Usually finish Pokemon in like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Not the latest one, though.
It's kind of crazy. That's what I've noticed every single time that I've done like a playthrough of like Emerald or Yellow.
Yes.
It's like I finish it within like anywhere from 23 to 26 hours.
Yeah. It's really
See, dangerous. I take my time. Like, I'm not like... I
Even if I take
it.
My time, it still is that amount of time.
Like... Pokemon Go Pikachu, like there was like a version for like the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, Let's Go Pikachu.
Yeah, like that one I blew through right real quick. It was like right the day before Black Friday, and then
I was like, congratulations, you spent $60 and you finished it.
Yeah, that day. And then literally I didn't sleep at all, and he was like, oh, let's go to Target, and we froze our ass off for like 3 hours, and I was in pain.
It was really funny because that same Black Friday, probably the same Black Friday.
Yeah, it was
my mom got me Let's Go Eevee.
She got you we saw her in the Target in the Nintendo Switch. She got you the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. But the crazy thing is that she misread a label and she thought it said $15, not $60. She said that to the cashier. And they're
Don't tell
like
me she got it for
And
me.
The cashier took her word for it. And so she paid $15 for Let's
Genius.
Go Eevee.
Genius.
Oh, see, I'd never have the balls to say that, because I'd be like, I know how much this game costs.
She was only doing it because she thought it said
$15. Yeah, no, I totally understand.
Also, Black Friday, so not all of them remember every single deal.
She thought it was, like, on sale.
That's
a
genius way. We should just do that all the time. It's like, oh, yeah.
Ah, that feels so bad.
This is $15. Oh, my gosh.
I remember one time, like, I just, like, I got, like, my, it was either taxes or something else, but like we went to Target like twice in a row. We go to Target. I buy like hundreds of dollars worth of Nerf guns.
That was pretty fun. We still have a bunch of them up there. We'll probably do a video. Literally, hopefully, we will and do a video of that with them.
We need an indoor area to like do it.
Like, and since we got these, we can have microphones and like.
Oh.
It'd be perfect. We can run around. All you hear is heavy breathing. Like, literally. That's literally all you can hear. But, yeah.
You know Doki Doki Literature Club, right? You know that game. Doki Doki
I know Literature of Club. It. I'd never...
Okay, but you don't know any of the story?
No.
And I know Sean doesn't know.
No, yeah,
don't look at me.
All right, that's a great game to stream. I know I bothered Sean with it, like, at least last year.
Have you?
Yes, I did.
He's really... Yeah.
You should stream it. If you don't know anything about it...
Okay, I have...
Is Doki Doki the one... Is that, like, the freaky one?
It's a psychological horror.
Yeah, okay. I remember seeing some streamers play it.
I'm bad at horror games because, like... I don't get scared.
You don't react.
Because, like, he's like, oh, let's just have Raheem do it, because Sean has no emotion.
Yeah. I remember when we played, like, Outlast, like, all five of us, we were, like, all in the same room. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
That was a little weird. But it was still fun.
Like, last night, I decided to get a game called Omori, which is another, like, psychological horror. Okay. So,
I'm gonna be playing that. Check the camera.
Yeah, go for it. Is it one of those, like, you read through it all, like, it's like one of those, like, reading ones? Like,
No, there's, like, more to it.
Okay.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to check on it.
If not, we would just have the voice.
We just have the audio, yeah.
It would still work out.
There's audio with, like, some random stuff in the background. Hey, if somebody's listening to this as a podcast, they wouldn't have any video anyways.
Exactly, yeah. Because we do upload it to Anchor, and it goes to Spotify, iTunes, and all this other podcasting areas.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's interesting.
Yeah. I love saying that we have our podcast on iTunes and Spotify. That's just, like, so good. It's, like...
Nice. Well, now it's not that hard, dude.
I know. But that I just love still saying that. It's, like, great.
Feels good.
He was here for the original OG podcast.
Oh, like the fucking 10-minute one. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I was on the bench.
Yeah. No, you were, right? You had one of these chairs.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you were, like, on the far right.
And oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
And you still look lost.
Yeah.
You were still, like...
You had a South Park shirt on.
I forgot, who'd you ask? I think it was Keith. You asked, like, where am I? you did the same thing. It was so funny. And then Sean heard you a little bit. He's like, did you just say, where are you? I remember exactly go like this. Just point at you.
Like, I'm like horrible with that. I point people and I'm like, what did you say?
Yeah, like, it's like, bro, relax. That was fucking like,
you are here right now.
Paul's just like, I think Paul's about to like leave the simulation soon. He's breaking up, man. Where am I?
Just get out. Walk through.
Faulty programming.
Jesus.
Just glitch out.
Glitch out?
Where are you going now? You okay, man? You, like, really fidgety today. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to stand up for that. I don't want you to pour kerosene on my fucking feet.
I'll be fine. It's warm.
And then it goes down immediately.
It's fine. At least I feel the warmth. For the people who aren't watching the podcast on YouTube, we have a campfire.
Just imagine what's going on. Just...
Imagination. We're just outside, chilling. It's a little cold, but we got the little campfire going.
That lasted like 10 seconds.
I know. It's okay.
I just want the freaking wood to burn.
Yeah. It'll burn.
Oh, yeah, Paul.
Yes.
I'm officially retiring from Boy Scouts, finally.
Oh, congratulations.
I know.
We gotta throw you a little party.
You're free.
It's because Mr. D's moving.
Mm.
And also, I was like, fuck these kids. The reason I was still there is because, like...
Man, fuck those children.
Well, no, they're good kids, though. Most of them, but...
Nah, I can't deal with kids. I can't...
Do you see yourself having kids?
Eventually.
I could see that, too. With you.
But...
No.
Wait,
hold on. I can see you having kids, what I meant.
You also can imagine.
Yes, okay. Is what I'm saying. Not me with you. That is very odd. That
nothing wrong with it, but...
English is my first language.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
What the fuck? Alright, next topic.
Why are you still holding that?
I like holding it. It feels nice.
Then buy a fidget.
It's adorable, okay? $180 in my hand right now. This is beautiful.
Why would you buy a fidget when you have hands? You just
Fidget with your hands.
Look at your hands. Like, exactly.
Just middle finger to his face. Jesus. Hey, man.
So, yeah, okay. We haven't really talked about what we did during quarantine, because this is like...
Nothing.
Paul's done.
Yeah, all right.
He's like, yep, I'm done.
I played video games and I watched anime.
As a real man would.
I lost staying up till like 5, 6 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. That was... I still do that.
Yeah, you still stupidly do that. When you grow up, you'll grow up.
Can you please just, like, if you're online, I don't care, just, like, message me. Because, like, if you're playing something, I will join you.
I don't usually play till like, 4 or 5 in the morning. I just, like, watch YouTube or anime, at, like, around that time.
Anime.
But, like... Yeah, anime. Yeah. But,
are there any, like, new shows that you've seen? Would you like to share with the class?
On anime?
There's a lot of them. no, I can't, like, remember the fucking words, but I have...
I can't tell you what...
English is not my...
Nah. I have, like, a small little list that I've watched.
I'm trying to convince him to watch One Piece. It's not about the length, it's about the story. It's an amazing story. Like, I'm trying to convince him to watch it.
I can't watch One Piece. I can't, like... Well, I can't watch forever shows.
Well, it is ending, though. There is, like...
Paul's like, oh, bet. And just starts
He's
watching.
He's like, oh, I'll start watching that.
Catches up in, like, 2
but,
days.
But, like, it's... Like, people... Wait, if you ignore the, like, length of it, like... It's just the story behind... Like, there's so much that happens. It's just, like... It's actually an amazing story. And, like... And I thought Naruto was the best, and, like... I actually prefer One Piece.
I gave up on Naruto. I watched...
Like, well, Naruto, oh my god, the war? Filler.
Yeah.
Filler. Filler.
Oh.
Filler. Filler.
Really interesting statistic. according to some filler, like, filler lists that I was recommended, it's just like... Because, you know, somebody was like, oh, Naruto is like a lot of filler. And yeah, somebody recommends like this filler list to tell you.
Sasuke. I'm like, shut the fuck up. He's coming to the war. Deal with it. Stop flashing back to it.
I decided to look at, like, both Naruto, the original season, which is 220 episodes, and then Naruto Shippuden, which is 500 episodes.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, they have exactly, well, not exactly, it's to some decimal point, but they have 41% filler.
Jesus.
Both of them.
Phew, that's bad for the Shippuden, because there's more episodes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Somehow they came up to the same number. They used the same...
I still, like, haven't finished it. Even though I've
formula?
Seen
what...
I've seen what happened.
For a show?
I don't know.
Oh, did you hear... in Boruto, Kurama dies.
Who's Kurama?
The Nine Tails.
Oh.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Spoiler alert for the people who are listening.
I haven't watched.
Sasuke loses his Rinnegan.
Oh, it's his
it's in
thing.
This one battle. They lose all that. Because Kurama told Naruto that this last, like, crazy thing that could make him powerful to defeat this bad guy would kill him. But he didn't have the heart to tell him that it would kill him himself. So Naruto thought he was going to die to save the village. But at the end, he lives, but Kurama dies.
It's great to know that things actually happen. But no, like, shows like Naruto and One Piece and, like, basically any show that goes over 100 episodes, it goes off my list. Because, like, the longest thing that I watched was Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It was really good, but, like...
Well, would you ever give it a chance? Like, have you actually watched a single episode?
Of what?
One Piece at all.
Yeah, I watched it when it was first aired in the United States. I enjoyed the first season.
Why'd you keep going?
The issue is that, like...
Time?
It's forever shows. I just... sorry, my throat, like, has been bothering me for the past, like, day and a half.
What have you been doing?
Hey, man, we don't gotta stay there. Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sick or anything.
Are you sure?
I'm kidding.
Yes, I'm actually sure.
Mm.
But no, so... It's just, like, even with Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood... Like, is ranked 1 on my anime list.
Okay.
It just, like, towards the end, it was I was losing my attention towards it, and it's only 64 episodes long.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I guess.
See, I thought that was going to happen when I was watching One Piece, but it never happened. The only arc from the series I was like, eh, was the Fishman Island one. But other than that, like, I never lost interest in it because my sister told me about the series, and I thought I was like, I don't think I'd ever be interested in it. And then it's like my number one favorite anime.
Yeah,
and so, I'm on episode 900 and.
Oh, you're almost caught.
900? No, I'm caught up fully. 989 oh, nice. Or something.
But no, like, the typical length of anime that I watch is anywhere from like one season to three seasons. Oh. And by one season, I mean 11 to 13 episodes.
That's my type of anime.
So one to three of that.
See, I'll watch anything.
I'm more into like slice of life. And
I love slice of life.
And like horror.
I finished Horimiya. That's a brand new one that came out.
Okay, yeah, no, that one.
It's just another slice of life.
Okay, I like that. I like this.
Yeah, you'll probably like if you like slice of life, yeah. You'll like it. But if you don't watch slice of life, then I would never recommend it.
Yeah, I'm like a really romantic kind of like shit like that.
Let's see.
One I want to watch right now is the Quintessential Quintuplets or whatever it's called.
I heard about that. I didn't look into it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. The first season's good. Second season just finished, so I'm going to watch it.
Have you watched Clannad?
What is it?
Clannad.
Clannad? No. I've seen, like...
Please watch Clannad and then After Story. It's 47 episodes in total. I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. Okay, buddy. It's a lot, but, like, the first season is, it's, like, 23 or 22 episodes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
First season is just slice of life, and then After Story is... You know, basically all slice of life's end with, like, the two people becoming and, like, getting into a relationship.
Yeah.
That's pretty much every slice of life.
Yeah, literally.
After Story is basically the show after that.
Okay.
And it's really good. And by really good, I mean, like, really depressing.
Oh, okay.
You'll like it.
Great timing of this world. I watched something very depressing.
Yeah.
I have plenty of to recommend.
Well, the thing is, I've actually recommended him movies that, like, literally, like in four movies, you technically have watched, like, almost 400 episodes of One Piece.
How long are the episodes of One Piece?
Like, normal anime, like 20-something minutes.
Oh, no. four movies? 100 episodes a movie?
It's a movie, Paul. It's like 1 to 2 hours. It can, like you lose the details and other things, but you get the basics of the story. Cause like I want him to get into it. And
have you watched A Silent Voice?
No.
Okay, that's another one that I had. I sent you a whole ass anime list.
I don't know. I literally just I gotta be like really in the mood to watch anime. Okay, it's never okay. Just like oh. I'm gonna watch this.
Let me see if I can find my text.
And also, here. Maybe during the summer when we put up the projector and get the nice big 180-inch screen, we'll
watch the movie. Oh yeah, you never experienced the massive screen we had here once.
Oh, that's right. I don't think I've messaged you on this phone. I'd have to go through my old phone. Unfortunate.
It's but, your fault then.
I didn't remind you. Yeah.
Nah, it's okay.
Hey, Paul.
Don't worry about it.
Our mindset, we bought an inflatable, projector screen. We thought in our minds that you inflate it and that's it. It's like a bounce house. You have a consistent airflow.
Excuse me?
But so imagine this like corner of the fence here.
Yeah.
From like, it was like that length.
Yeah, that corner and then to like maybe that pole.
Or a little bit longer as well.
A little bit, yeah.
And it was... It almost touched the wires.
Yeah, it was fucking humongous.
It was amazing.
It was beautiful.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, we only used it for one night.
Yeah, and then I returned it the next day.
Because you didn't want to kill it.
Because
it was consistent.
Because we thought we just, like, I was like, why is, because we heard like, we were like.
And it was like hard to hear, and it was just like too much electricity.
Yeah, we tried to, like, yeah, it was disappointing.
We found a substitute, and it's also the same size.
Yeah, except the reason it looked even more massive is because like the freaking inflated part was like this chunky.
Yeah, it was chunky.
Well, mostly I remember during quarantine, I was surprised you got into Animal Crossing, which he hasn't played in like months now, but
I haven't played Animal Crossing in a year.
Yeah.
When you finally escape Bunny Day and it just comes back on you
again. Yeah, I'm just like, fuck.
The evil has returned.
That was so bad.
Bunny I was Day. Showing. I did log back on just to show my girlfriend. And she was like, oh my god, I want to play that. And I'm like, bet.
But I gotta show you Ghost Stories the dub.
Someone's calling.
The dub.
Me.
It specifically has to
Who's
be.
Who's calling
a dub.
You?
Someone called me. I gotta check my phone.
Uh oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, did it stop the recording?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, wait, no. It doesn't do that anymore, remember?
It doesn't?
No.
Oh.
Remember, it, like, puts up a little tab? So glad.
Specifically the dub of Ghost Stories.
Okay.
So the story...
Oh, yeah, Ghost Stories? Yeah. I watched the first episode.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
The fucking... What is it? The scene with the rabbit? The fucking rabbit. I haven't watched it yet.
That's not the first episode.
I know, but I've seen that scene, and that you will have to watch it too, because you would find it
only
so
if you watch
we
watches.
Will show you.
We'll watch it in the summer. Okay, you fuck.
We don't need. I mean, like, I have a website that I use that I just watch anime on, but
I watch it on Crunchyroll.
It's on Crunchyroll Funimation.
Okay, well, I don't pay for it. I'm a pirate.
You look like
I also have HBO Max, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus.
But, man pays for
but
a lot.
Like, we'll show you the show.
The show.
So the story is that basically, I think, what was it, 1999 or 2000?
Yeah.
Maybe 2001? I forget. But it was supposed to be a scary kind of show.
It's not.
And it completely fell flat in Japan. And I guess they got the, like, Funimation or whatever, like...
Anime Plex. That's that got the
Aniplex?
Hands on
Aniplex. Okay.
Yeah.
So they got their hands on it, and they had their cast of English voice actors, and they're like, this show's failing. We have a script if you want to use it, but the show's failing, so have fun.
Yeah.
And typically, the first person in the studio got to choose the direction of how the episode went.
Yeah.
And so whoever would get there first kind of was calling the shots for what the characters would say.
And it's so fucking goofy. I love it.
And so it's like, oh, there's a ghost running, and the character was supposed to say something like, oh, this is a, like, oh, what's that? And it's just like, oh, but it's like a ghost running by.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it looks like a weird person running by, like, why does this person look like this? But what they say in the dub is something like, damn, nice ass.
Yeah. Some dumb shit like that. It was so funny.
I'm curious. Have you ever watched High School DxD?
No, I haven't.
You might like that. You might.
Maybe.
Like
that. I don't know.
There's a lot of titties in there. Oh, yeah. I love those types
Let's
of
Let's see.
Great.
I also watched recently Wonder Egg Priority.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah, it's a weird one. It's not a slice of life. It was kind of funny. The final episode of Horimiya wasn't out, which is a slice of life.
Mm-hmm.
But Wonder Egg Priority is a psychological thriller.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just like, oh, while I wait for the final episode of this slice of life to come out, let's just watch a psychological thriller
nice.
In the meantime. And it was an interesting change of pace.
Nice. That's good.
Let's see. What else do I have?
Oh, yeah.
Turn this into an anime podcast. We just start talking.
Very
about.
Much.
This is the most we talk about anime on this.
Speaking of the, like, in general
I have
podcast.
So much I want to show
I
you.
Know.
It bothers me because, like...
Relax, boy. It's okay.
Well, I was saying...
Like, you're playing the same games as me. We're watching the same things. But, like...
We got your point, Paul.
All right.
And Paul's like,
So, I was saying, like, a lot of these new podcasts, they're likely going to be in different locations now. Like, it's going to be changing locations.
Our
like,
podcast?
If you're watching the video.
Our podcast?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
It's portable now. Like we
Oh,
were,
yeah. We can do this anywhere.
Yeah,
this
legit, point. Like, there might be podcasts where we're just like...
On the beach?
That's too windy.
Yeah,
that's
too windy. Too oceany, too.
Too ocean.
Too ocean.
Too much too water. Ocean-y. Too much water, you know, too much...
Where do we live?
Pangea.
Five. Yeah.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah. But I know what you mean.
But yeah, it'll be... Most of the time, we'll probably be inside, like, in his house. But, like, sometimes we'll be somewhere. Like, in the future, maybe we travel to a different country.
That'd be kind of cool. But we definitely got to get those little furry things
for our microphone, so that way it's
Well, it all depends. You can even have them in your shirt, and it doesn't. And it has. I made the setting where it doesn't detect the ruffle of your shirt.
Yeah, I know, but like, it'll still be the. I don't know.
Well, you don't know.
Some muffled.
These are brand new, so.
Yeah.
This is only a test.
This podcast right here.
Yeah.
It does work, I think.
Yeah, your beard does.
Where is the clip though?
It's right on my shirt. Chain. Right there.
Oh, there it is.
Right on my shirt.
Is your chain actually silver or is it still black?
It's silver.
Okay.
I had it cleaned. All right.
I remember last time I saw him, I was like, oh, you have a black chain like me because mine's a black sterling silver. And he's like, no.
No, it's just dirty.
I just had it cleaned.
Oh, that does not sound good when I say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, oh, man, I don't know if you want to share that, man.
I shower every day.
English is like...
I was going to say that. I was like, oh, man, he's going
to
say it.
That's about to be the title of this podcast.
I shower every day. Everything's out of context.
Oh, my God.
English is my first language. We were like, what is this podcast?
Literally.
Oh, my... let's see. What else... Because, like... It's only been a year, and I don't know why it's hard to like think about stuff right now.
Because time isn't real. We made it up.
It's very true.
Everything's made up.
It's false. It's a falsehood. We made it up.
There's no such thing as facts. Facts is just opinions that return to facts.
Don't get all psychological.
Yeah, I was like, very philosophical view.
I mean, technically, opinions can turn into facts.
Yeah, man.
Where are you going?
Just want to look at the camera.
Yeah.
You just get one of those feelings, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's almost been an hour. Nice.
Oh, wow.
Why is everyone getting up then?
I don't know. Paul, why are you up?
I got to stand up.
I know. Me too, man.
This is called blocking.
I'm a little chilly.
To anybody who's not watching the podcast right now and just listening, you won't understand.
What's up, man? But, is there any other things you want to talk about? Because
that seat is so weird.
Hmm?
I'm sorry, what?
What were you saying?
No, I went to go sit down. You know how like every time I sat down, I've like fallen backwards.
Yeah.
Remember Keith broke the other one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. His dumbass.
Didn't he kicked it?
Yeah, he kicked it. He pissed me off. I was like, why would you kick that? And he's like, it's okay, I'll buy you a new one. No, that's not the point.
It's like such a rich person answer.
I hate that. Yeah. Where it's just like, I'll just buy you a new one. No, you won't. No.
Where's my new one, Keith?
If anybody says, oh, I'll buy you a new one, they're lying.
Yeah.
Second of all, that's not a good response.
Depending how expensive it is, but like. But that.
Oh my God.
Bro! Oh my God. He dropped one of the babies.
It's okay.
Is it still recording? At least.
Yes, it is.
Okay. No, I know. This is why there's a belt clip.
When something happens, you say,
I'm doing it right. English is my first language.
Oh, I love when Sean and I were both like,
Well, that literally is just the first time that one's being used, because that's literally out of the box. So, Paul, are you paying for it?
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. I'm like, it's good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. Plus, I paid half of that one, so I don't care. If I don't care, you shouldn't care. It's okay, man.
That's not how that works.
But I feel bad.
Yeah, I know. Paul's like, fuck.
I have a guilty
conscience.
Put
it in your pocket or something. My God.
All right, I just won't stand up. Yeah, and also, I didn't back all the way. I hate this chair.
Do you want to sit in that chair?
No.
You good?
No, I'm good.
I mean, at this point, you've been sitting in that chair for like 2 hours.
I mean, yeah, at this point.
Yeah.
It's okay. But yeah. I mean, we're glad to be back doing a podcast again.
Yeah.
And with these microphones, even better. It'd be great. It's great.
Next episode, we'll have a brand new mystery guest.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully, like, scheduling works out
again. Yeah, because literally...
I already want a guest, but I...
You wouldn't know.
No. She's never been brought up. Plus, you definitely never met her.
She's a coworker.
No.
Nope.
Oh.
An old high school friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Plot twist, she actually knows me. No.
No. I'm like, I'm pretty sure.
Imagine I go on Instagram and says, Paul is following.
Oh, no, that'd be funny.
I don't even use Instagram. I haven't used Instagram in like 5 years.
It's mostly Twitter.
But yeah, we're going to try our best to like have like new people.
Do you follow me on Twitter?
Probably.
It's just my gaming Twitter. Like, I just use it for games.
Yeah, my Twitter, it's hilarious. Like, it takes like a few seconds. What was that?
I don't know.
Sizzle. Maybe it's the leftover Alfredo sauce from the fire.
That was such like you flipped a burger and. Wait, where's the fire stick? Did you throw it?
No, it's over there.
Oh, you put it in the fucking ground.
I literally tossed it in the ground.
Follow me on my social media, at QLaBoca. Yeah.
Spell it out, because I don't think people
I'm not going to spell it out.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to follow me.
Everything's really at Sean Rowancito for me, because I'm the only one in the world.
I mean, we'll have tags. We'll have our things under the YouTube.
I think your Instagram is in the description.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of funny.
The one thing that
it's automatic, because he made the settings where it just does it automatically.
For every episode? Or any video in general?
Do you think we'll ever get to a point where like we censor swear words? Like,
Well, with YouTube now, it's like if you swear in the first 30 seconds, then they age restrict you. But now you can still swear and you'll be fine. Which is good. Because I think they got better at monetizing people with that.
Yeah. So. Well, not to speak of him, but David Dobrik with his.
Yeah.
Well, we should talk about that.
A lot of people have talked about
Don't film minors, kids.
Yeah.
If you want to do YouTube, don't film minors.
Been a lot of stuff. Been a lot of
YouTubers. I don't know the context. I think it's left unsaid for right now.
Yeah. Okay. It's too much to get into at this point.
It's kind of like the Logan Paul situation in Japan.
I don't think you know about that either, do you?
I don't know about that.
But, oh, wow. You are in a cave.
He filmed the dead body in the
Suicide Force. Oh, yeah, no, I know about that.
Body. I know that. I'm sure he'll redeem himself, but...
Yeah.
Like, but Logan literally is now, like...
That's covered by the smoke, but yeah.
Like, out of the Paul brothers, he's actually, like, the decent one, funny enough.
But yeah, let's not get into that now, because it'll be a long topic. I feel like that's...
I don't have any opinion on this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or statement, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it's all good. But I think this is a good time to end it, because, I mean, we filmed for a good hour, and it's, you know... It was like a test run to see how these microphones worked out.
Oh, watch the audio be completely scuffed on one of our mics.
Oh, it's like... It's just crunchy as fuck.
It's just his beard, like a shuffle.
Right after you dropped it.
Oh, no!
I was not gonna... Not to be weird or anything. I was watching, making sure, like, when you were moving your head...
You were just watching his beard.
You weren't touching...
You won't be able to see, like, the microphone with my beard like this.
Though. I mean, it's
No.
Right
when
there.
You were, like, talking like this and you were moving your head around, it wasn't, like, near it. So you're fine.
So okay, you're judging him while we're doing the podcast.
No,
he was just checking up on me.
I was making sure.
Like a responsible friend.
It's on the settings where it'll just literally, like, even if it's in your shirt where they, like, tape
it. Just automatically mutes me.
I know, it's like...
The whole entire conversation, I'm muted.
The one time when you were talking by, like, when you was just you talking, it's just muted. It's just like, oh.
Him and I just say each other like,
silence.
Nothing.
But no, we'll be fine.
It's going to be fun to sync up four different tracks now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
For you, because you're the podcast master at this point.
Yeah. I will say this episode, it's the 7th, it'll come out either...
A week or two.
No, probably like the 10th.
Oh, that's soon.
Yeah.
Oh, 3 days. Okay.
Probably, depending.
Yeah. We'll see. I would have said give it a week.
I mean, to be consistent.
I know. Mm. No, but I'm saying that's what we did last time. We did it weekly, and then whatever podcast we filmed that day, we would upload the other one. I remember.
Or I just magically do it tomorrow.
Or that too. Mm. Alrighty.
Okay.
We should, how do you turn these off? We should say our prayers.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching. Yay. Appreciate you guys coming back and listening watching.
Let's hope you can see us.
Oh, Jesus. Too much ash.
Too much ass? Is that what you said?
Yeah, man. Too much ass.
Okay.
I should have said not so
bad. I'm going to cut that.
You're going to cut that?
He gets a lot of that from his guy friend.
What?